Welcome to Kadampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kadampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsan Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you will enjoy listening.
See, if we really want to be free, so you see, everything depends on this original motivation. I must free myself from the sufferings of my countless future lives. Renunciation. So the three trainings are training in higher moral discipline. What's that? Training in higher concentration. And training in higher wisdom. Higher, why are they called higher? Because they're not common or garden moral discipline, concentration and wisdom. So for example, when you practice the moral discipline of restraint, let's say from killing, you know, say you see a creature crawling across the carpet and you restrain yourself from crushing it to death out of the, out of consideration for the insect, you're thinking, I mustn't kill that insect because it wants to live just like me. It's a living being. No, I'm going to respect its life. I'm going to pick it up and put it outside where it can enjoy freedom. Okay, so this is a moral discipline, isn't it, of restraint. You're holding yourself back from engaging in an action that's negative that will harm another living being. And in the future, the karma you create will harm yourself. So this is why it's a negative action. So when we do that ordinarily, like many, many people will do that kind of thing, restraining from lying or cheating or stealing or many, many things we consider to be inappropriate, we call that moral discipline. It's morality, practicing some moral code with some discipline, you know. So this action of moral discipline will produce happiness for us in the future. And in particular, it will produce, if it's combined with various other things, it will produce a fortunate rebirth, such as this one, a human rebirth. Okay? So it's moral discipline, does these things. But a higher moral discipline is the same action, restraining from killing or what have you, restraining from lying or cheating. But it's motivated by, can you guess? Renunciation, isn't it? You're thinking to yourself, because I want to be free from the sufferings of my countless future lives, I'm going to restrain myself from taking the life of this person. This makes that action a cause of liberation. Liberation from any kind of rebirth. There's no kind of rebirth possible once you've engaged in an action like that, motivated by renunciation. The motivation is the karma. Karma's principally intention. All of our actions are motivated. There's some intention motivating, some pushing. So that's what we say is karma. So if the karma is simply to save the life of a living creature, that's good karma. It's good karma. It will only result in a higher rebirth within this cycle of suffering. If we engage in the same action, motivated by a wish to liberate ourselves permanently from this cycle, it will result in us being liberated from this cycle of samsara. We will not come back into samsara. So there's a distinct difference between the two physical actions of saving the life of the little creature, depending upon the motivation which motivates it. Yeah? So this is why it's called higher, you know, higher. Don't take my word for it. Venerable Geshe Kelsang Getsa Rinpoche will tell us all about these things. He says the practice of the stages of the path to liberation. That's what we're talking about. Practice of the stages of the path to liberation. Nirvana, permanent inner peace, freedom, happiness, permanent happiness. You look all so fascinated and interested. This can be condensed into the three higher trainings. Higher moral discipline, higher concentration, higher wisdom. These trainings are called higher because they're motivated by renunciation. Therefore, they are the actual path to liberation that we all need to practice. Okay? So the path is these actions. The path is these actions. When we're engaging in actions of moral discipline, concentration and wisdom, motivated by this desire, we're creating our own path to permanent freedom from suffering. How wonderful is that? It's so easy to do. It's easy to restrain yourself from lying, cheating, stealing, and so forth. If you've made a decision, it's wrong to do those things. Wrong meaning it's harmful, you know. All wrong means in Buddhism is that it's harmful to yourself and others. You know, we have a very pragmatic way of discerning our moral code. The moral code depends upon the effect of the action that we're doing, whatever action it is. If the action that we're doing produces misery, produces suffering for ourselves and others, then it's a wrong action. It's a mistaken action, you know. It's not difficult to figure out what's harmful and what's not harmful. It depends on the result. So if we've already decided, you know, we've already thought about this a lot, you know, I don't want to kill anymore, I don't want to steal, I don't want to engage in sexual misconduct, I don't want to I don't want to cheat, I don't want to lie, I don't want to use divisive speech, I don't want to have these horrible thoughts of maliciousness, I don't want to do that anymore because it's all harmful. If we've already come to that conclusion through studying, through understanding, through our own experience, then we make a determination to avoid those actions. And that is the practice of moral discipline, just making that determination, just having that determination. Oh, I'm practicing moral discipline, you know, which means you're restraining yourself from actions that are harmful to yourself and others. If you then combine that with the motivation of renunciation, I want to be free from all sufferings of all future lives, this makes it into a higher moral discipline, and those actions of restraining from cheating, lying, blah, 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 they all become the path to liberation, the path to nirvana, the path to permanent inner peace. You see, I don't think it's at all complicated. Maybe I'm making it sound complicated, but I know in the past when I've given these teachings very often, there's a distinct feeling. And Buddha himself did say that these three practices in particular are suitable for the ordained. Okay? Because, you know, we're supposed to have more time to concentrate. But in reality, I think anyone can do this. You know, whatever is your job, even a person who's working in the slaughterhouse and butchering animals can practice like this. If they want to, they have to think about how they can do it. So it fits into everybody's life if they want it to be fitted in. You know, you can kind of integrate it into your life and find your own path. Find your own path to your own personal liberation from suffering. So liberating, so sort of empowering, you know, to have that... to have that teaching in your life, putting it into your own life, making a decision, I'm going to do this. Transform your life by doing this. This is the thing. Just by changing the way you're thinking. That's all that Buddhism's about. Change the way you're thinking. Then you're a Buddhist, maybe. So the nature of moral discipline, what is, let's get this bit over with. It's a bit painful, isn't it, talking about moral discipline. We all think we're being put in a straitjacket, don't we? We talk about moral discipline. We can't do this and we can't do that and you can't eat that and you can't do that. You can't think, not supposed to do that. Don't eat this, I'm a vegan. No. Please don't tie yourself up in knots, you know. Listen to this. The nature of moral discipline is a virtuous determination to abandon inappropriate actions. What's that mean? I'll just repeat it. The nature of the nature. So what is moral discipline? It is a virtuous determination to abandon inappropriate actions. What's an inappropriate action? Well, whatever you want it to be. What do you consider inappropriate may not be what I consider to be inappropriate. Okay, so you've got your moral discipline, I've got my moral discipline. Okay, we practice different moral disciplines. It's our choice, it's our freedom, what we want to practice. No forcing it on you, say you must do this, you mustn't do that, you're a bad person, you're wrong. We decide ourselves to take this upon ourselves, thinking, I'm going to not do this, I'm going to not do this anymore, I am going to do this. We just get some wisdom and understand what's right and what's wrong for ourselves. Buddhism's all about us, me, you. It's not about looking at other people, you know, like we do. Who are you? You're not doing this, you're not doing that. All the time we should be looking here, shouldn't we, pointing the finger at ourselves. So moral discipline is just a virtuous determination to abandon inappropriate actions. What makes the motivation virtuous is that it's got the intention to find pure happiness. Virtue is all about giving happiness to ourselves and others. Pure happiness. Real happiness. Not phony happiness. The phony happiness of, you know, sensory stimulation or what have you, you know, kind of watching movies and eating lollipops and all that stuff, you know, kind of you enjoy. This is just it's just not happiness anyway. It's not happiness. Happiness comes from a peaceful mind. Happiness comes from wisdom. So if it's a virtuous action, it's going to produce happiness for you. When we practice moral discipline, what do? We abandon inappropriate actions. Okay. We maintain pure behavior. Ooh, what's that? And we perform every action correctly with a virtuous motivation. So it's a big one, actually. There's a lot of stuff in there. We maintain pure behavior. What do you think pure behavior? Well, again, it's a little bit subjective, isn't it? What is pure behavior? Yeah. What's the standard of pure behavior? Who's to say? Who's giving the criterion? Who's saying this is pure, this is impure? For ourselves, we have to begin with what we consider to be pure and impure and then check that out. Test it. Is it pure? Is it impure? If it's pure, it's leading to happiness. It's going to make you happy. If it's impure, it's going to make you miserable. So you have to take these criteria. You have to be a scientist. Be scientific about your pursuit of happiness. Moral discipline is most important for everybody in order to prevent future problems for ourselves and others. So Geshe-la used to say that even dogs need to practice moral discipline. He's saying if a dog doesn't behave itself, then it will receive punishment. Very simple. We all understand that, don't we? If a dog is a bad dog, its owners will shout at it and hit it. That's basic, isn't it? That's what moral discipline, although not practicing moral discipline, does. If we don't practice it, we get hit, don't we? There's no owner hitting us. It's our own karma that ripens as pain, isn't it? We're not practicing moral discipline, so we're creating the causes for suffering. So we're hitting ourselves, aren't we? Internally, we're damaging ourselves by doing this. So everybody needs to practice some discipline if they want to be happy. And I think everybody knows this, but unfortunately in our modern times, it's like the reverse, isn't it? It's almost like all the things I'm saying are the opposite. In the sort of outer world, everything's so degenerate. I was talking yesterday morning on the teacher training program about two mental factors that we do possess, I hope. One is called sense of shame. The other is called consideration for others. These two mental factors are reckoned to be like the root of our moral discipline. So, for example, sense of shame, that's literally what it is. It's a sense of shame. A sense of shame is a mental factor that prevents us from engaging in inappropriate actions, bad actions, for reasons that concern ourselves. Like, for example, if you're about to crush an insect, yeah, and then you think to yourself, oh, I mustn't do this because I'm a Buddhist, or I mustn't do this because I'm a Dharma practitioner. I mustn't do this because whatever your reason is to do with yourself. Yeah? So out of sense of shame, we restrain ourselves from negative actions. But in modern society, it's like the other way around. I can remember about 25, 30 years ago, this range of female lingerie coming along called Shameless. I remember seeing it in the Sunday Times Colour magazine one opening. There's some lady there with hardly anything on. Shameless. Hello? But that's pretty typical now, isn't it? It's kind of so ordinary, really. When we get the feeling, and this I'm talking not talking about you people, but in modern society generally, if someone says, oh, you can do what you like, it's all great. Anyone who's doing what they like is very quickly unhappy. People like that are constantly miserable. You know, they have no boundaries, they have no discipline, they have very little moral discipline, so they're constantly craving and searching for something else, you know. Leads to so much unhappiness in our society, from thieving and drug addicts and so forth, so many things going on. So moral discipline is something that isn't taught, really. I mean, I don't know if they teach it in schools anymore, but that's right and that's wrong. I think these words are seen as politically incorrect words, actually. Probably. I haven't heard that myself, but probably it's true. You shouldn't say it's right. You shouldn't say it's wrong. Everyone has their own truth. Yes, but there are some things which are right and some things which are wrong. It's right to save life, I believe. I think, you know, seems right to me. So it's wrong to take life, for example. I think that's a basic, you know. Anyhow, sorry, I'm getting off on one about moral. Geshe-la says, we need to be clean. Oh, I'm sorry, wait a minute. Moral discipline is most important for everybody in order to prevent future problems for ourselves and for others. Okay. It makes us pure because it makes our actions pure. Okay. We need to be clean and pure ourselves. Just having a clean body is not enough, since our body is not ourself. Aha! Although we think it is. Moral discipline is like the great earth that supports and nurtures the crops of spiritual realizations. Okay. Without practicing moral discipline, it's very difficult to make progress in spiritual training. Training in higher moral discipline is learning to be deeply familiar with the practice of moral discipline, motivated by renunciation. Okay, so I've said all this. So this is something we can all do in our daily life, all the time. Whatever we're doing in our daily life, we can be on guard, being vigilant, to avoid those actions which are harmful to ourselves and to others, and also to create actions which are beneficial, to do things and say things and think things that produce happiness for ourselves and others. It's very simple, practicing moral discipline. It's not difficult. I mean, I don't think kids need to be taught much about how to practice moral discipline. They quickly learn. That's right, that's wrong. You shouldn't do that, you should do that. It's like, not difficult.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.